The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to the Wind in Rome with Stuart Rome, a show about the Woodhouse Day Spa, birmingham.woodhousespas.com, and we also throw in some classic rock during the show. We've been doing it for a couple, two, 3 days now. It's been an unbelievable hybrid show, award-winning show, and of course, I can think of nothing else to play this week than Ozzy Osbourne. Stuart Rome, tell me how many times you've seen the man, and we'll remember his incredible life this week on the show.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've only seen him once live.
Okay.
And it was him, of course, not Black Sabbath, but, you know, it goes all the way back to, you know, before high school, probably. I was listening to him, and it's just a shame. You know, y'all, I always talk about this all the time now. These guys slowly going away, unfortunately, and kind of knew it was, you could tell with him that, you know, it was going to happen. But, you know, what a life. Shit. I mean, with all the stuff that he did to even live to his age, you know, it kind of goes to show you, like, why am I trying to be so damn healthy when I could just live like the Stones, Ozzy?
I mean, you know what? That's a great point. I mean, I guess if you're talking about adding, you know, 5 or 10 years to your life because you've lived 50 or 60 years of your life clean and sober, I guess it makes sense. Yeah, it's amazing. This one kind of hit me hard. I've seen him several times. And it's funny because everyone remembered where they saw him. I remember I saw him in Louisville at the Cardinal Stadium. And I got a chance to interview him a couple times here in Birmingham. But what a redemptive lifestyle. I mean, the fact that he tried to kill his wife and that he was just, I mean, his stories of his illicit drug usage and alcohol and just the biting of the head of the bat and the whole nine. And then to get behind a well-oiled marketing machine and create this brand new thing for him later in life, as he suffered from Parkinson's, everything was really amazing. And I don't know about you, but I mean, I was waiting because I knew that he was on stage a week ago last Saturday. And because I knew that's what he wanted to do. I knew he wanted to get back on stage so bad. He did that Black Sabbath thing in the UK and it did not surprise. I either thought he was going to go back on tour and then he would die on the road or he was going to die after that show. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, he's dead. So, I mean,
yeah.
And I don't know if you heard, but Hulk Hogan passed away today.
I just saw that today. And yeah. Chuck Mangione.
And Chuck Mangione. Jeez Louise.
It's been
crazy. Feel So Good is a great song.
You know, I'm glad it was, you know, they say they come in threes and I'm glad it was three because that means I'm pretty good right now, I guess.
Yeah. You're safe for gosh sakes. Right. All right. So we're going to be doing five songs here from Ozzy Osbourne to celebrate the show and celebrate the Woodhouse Day Spa. You spoke with me briefly. I know you're exhausted. You just got done having a meeting and you got a daughter getting married here soon. And it's the end of summer. You get ready for football season. How you doing? How you feel? Everything good?
Good. Everything's good, man. The football season is going to be great. Got a, you know, back into the stupid fantasy football season. Also, I'm in a couple of leagues, which I feel bad dropping out because they need the people. So I just keep doing it every year. And
yeah,
got the emails the other day with the dates. And now I got to deal with that. You know, look at all the teams and the players and who I want and just. You know,
auto draft, my friend. Auto draft.
Yeah, I know. I should do that, but it should be fun. It is fun. I don't mind doing it, but you know, I guess it keeps the season interesting, even if you know, my team, the Saints, if they suck,
gamble,
which they probably
gamble, go gamble.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps it interesting. At least week to week, you have to kind of to pay attention to things other than your own team.
That's true. It's funny because I did sports radio for almost 30 years, and everyone thinks that I'm some mad scientist when it comes to FanDuel or
right.
King Sports or whatever it is, and. Yeah, I just I can't spend like 12 or 13 hours every Saturday and Sunday watching football. I don't want to. I got too many things to do, and to spend that much time actually trying to draft a team out of the Buffalo Wild Wings one night. Just seems like, you know, it just seems like I'll just lay some money on it and I'll make some cash over the holidays. And we do that with another show called K4 Wins here on Tony Curry Radio. We have a handicapping show, so we're going to make some money this fall. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. Kick off your first song here from Ozzy Osbourne. It is With a Heavy Hand. We play these songs during this particular podcast, and we'll talk about the Woodhouse Baseball. What do you got?
We're going to obviously start with the Crazy Train.
Train and Ozzy Osbourne, as we remember the man this week, all five songs. And by the way, you did a fine job in picking all five of your songs. I was trying to remember. I got Diary of a Madman, came out in 1982. I got that for Christmas. And I remember it very well because my brother gave it to me. He was about 7 or 8 years older than I was. And my dad grounded him for giving me that album.
Oh my God.
I think I was about 14 and I was already starting to get into radio. My dad had no clue what the album was, but there's Ozzy, you know, with the candle lit, the candelabra behind him, and he's got the blood all over his face and stuff. And he's like, get that devil shit out of the house, that stuff.
Did you say, is that that damn record? When do you play it back? Would just kill everybody? Or
yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But it had Flying High again on it. Over the Mountain. It was a fantastic album. It was a really good album. So I remember that. And then I really, I played a lot of Crazy Train, but never got really into the Blues and Oz and stuff until really got into radio. So that's really kind of how I got my start watching, watching that. But they had Mr. Crowley on it, which you're going to be playing next. So we're looking forward to it. All right. Yep. I do a little research before we do the show every single week. I Google words, I go to AI and I do all kinds of different things, to see if I can find some different things to talk about. Cause we've been doing this show for quite some time. And we also have a cover, just a boatload of emails to get into again today. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. But here, there is this great article, that says Woodhouse Spa's luxury environment and commitment to innovation lay the foundation to attract and retain service providers. And it's a great article, by a lady named Morgan Wood. She talks about the signature services, luxury day spa environment positions above the would-be other competitors in the space. While the most obvious draws for clients, these unique traits are also attractive to service providers, a key benefit for franchises in the current market. She goes on to say there's no secret that we're always looking for massage therapists and estheticians, but it appears that Woodhouse Day Spa always keeps theirs. We've talked about this on the show. There's nothing better than going into the Woodhouse Day Spa and seeing someone there that you got something from before. That means they're happy where they work. Talk a little bit about that, because it also goes on to say, you know, it's not just a career opportunity. It is a career opportunity. It's not just a job. And it just talks about the culture of excellence and support you have at the Woodhouse Day Spa.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this many other times prior, but, you know, the employees are the thing that makes the spa successful, the good employees, which we have. And so we, you know, we like to take care of them. We do a lot of things that most, if any, day spas, you know, do as far as benefits. And, of course, they make really good money as it is, but then we do, you know, we pay health insurance. We have a 401k program, with that we match, we pay, holiday pay, vacation, sick pay. Yeah. And I just redid the employee manual and an employee used it today. I even do pet bereavement,
really,
like 2 or 3 days pet bereavement. If you have a pet that passes away, I think it's 2 days for you to take off. And of course we do humans too, but
is that a relatively new thing in the industry, or that's amazing. That's good for you. That's wonderful.
Well, I don't know if that even exists, but I just made it up. But that's great. Cause I was putting a regular bereavement in the new manual that I'd come up with. And I said, you know, I should do one for pets too. So, because, you know, I have experience with that, and it's not and you do too.
Yeah.
And it's not a pleasant thing, you know, so a couple of days off is nice, and being paid for it is nice. So yeah, we, you know, we do those kind of things and you know, keeps them happy, of course. And that's why they stay.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I'm sure there are some people that probably come into you do such a great job at fostering and going through everyone that you hire there first to make sure that, you know, you're not going to hire a dud. This isn't right. Like a fast food restaurant where you have to take anything that comes in. You can pretty much pick and choose. And that's the difference too, is people want to work for the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's an industry standard that everyone, you know, how do you get in? And I know you're always looking for new people too. If my son, for example, he doesn't want to be a massage therapist. He wants to get into sports and stuff. But if he wanted to change and he's going to college right now and he wants to work in your industry, what would be the best way to go about that? Is it going straight skill and going to some type of massage therapy kind of thing? Is it going to, what is it? Is it going to college? Yeah, so does that help?
If you want, I think I'd never discourage you going to college, especially, you know, just learning basic math, basic finance, because whether or not you use that in your business, you're going to need it in your personal life. So it's always good to, you know, to study up on that kind of stuff, especially, you know, you may want to be, say if you want to be a massage therapist, then you can go to various massage schools here in Birmingham. If you want to be a esthetician, you'll go to cosmetology school. But, you know, somewhere down the line, you may want to start your own business, your own massage business. So, you know, it'd be nice to have some college, a little bit of finance background also. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, there's plenty like Birmingham School Massage, I think, is one of them. But they're all over the country, different massage schools. And yeah, if that's something you're interested in, it's pretty quick. You know, it's not like you have to go to 4 years of college. I think it's probably 12 to 18 months if you're doing it full time. So you can give it a shot.
And if you wanted to get in a med spa, which yep. you are not, what would be the difference there? Do you need some type of nursing degree or anything to do in a med spa?
You need to be certified. You don't have to, you know, you have to have a doctor on staff in the med spa. Okay. And they have to do certain things like the injections and anything. You know, so it really depends on the state, because all the state laws vary by state. But you can become certified to do like Botox injections and things like that. But that's not covered on your basic cosmetology license. That's going to be a different training.
Gotcha.
But it's not as much training as, you know, to become the doctor in the house.
Gotcha. All right. Let's do another Ozzy Osbourne song. As we remember Ozzy this week, unfortunately, passed away. You give us a Crazy Train Start. Give me the second one.
Yeah, I love this song. This is Mr. Crowley.
Mr. Crowley, as we remember Ozzy Osbourne, there's one of those songs that you just don't hear very much, man. I mean, it's a great song. I mean, it's a great song. And you
it really
always,
is.
You always do a great job. I mean, you pick Crazy Train, and I see Iron Man on here too. And I you have to take some of the big dogs. I understand that, but you do a great job at going deep and doing some deep cuts on there too. So I applaud your efforts there for getting Mr. Crowley on there. It's really good. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Let's go to Tabitha in Birmingham. Tabitha said she's having problems with her toenails. She said they're become. She's a runner. And she likes to run 10 miles a week, and her toenails keep falling off. They're so brittle. She said, my feet look horrible. She said, but I'm not going to give up my running. Is there anything I can do for my toenails?
Well, they do have products, over-the-counter type products that you can put on your nails, particularly like after you shower or in the morning, that help with the brittleness. And if there's a fungus infection in there, there's certain products that also, it could be a fungus issue too, because if she's sweating a lot and wearing socks and tennis shoes and, you know, not giving a lot of air to those toes, it could be, you know, a fungus issue. So, there's over-the-counter products, and if that doesn't work, you know, you go visit the podiatrist, there's certain medications that they can also use to maybe healthy up those nails, so to speak. But, I have a feeling, number one, it has to do with probably the toes being crunched into the shoes and running on them, but also because, you know, that, like I said, she's going to have socks on, she's going to be sweating, there's a lot of moisture, and it's all those things combined contribute to that. So,
and I don't think that's a rare thing either. I know several people that are marathon runners that have the same issue. So that's not,
Yeah, for sure. They could be, I don't know if it exists, but I'm sure a podiatrist could be able to tell you, but there could be a product or even a special sock that you could wear that may help out, while you're running.
Yeah. Better for your toenails to fall than bang up your knees, man, because I've heard that too.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, the days of me running are only when I have a big ass dog behind me. So I'm not really doing that. I'll walk all day long. I walk 3 miles a day, but I ain't running anymore. Terry in Birmingham, I saw this same commercial. I'm so glad someone threw an email question. This email question just came down this morning. There's a new pharmaceutical. We did a pharmaceutical show on here where we played all classic rock songs that have to do with pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
There's one, I forget what it is, and I just saw it earlier today with All Right Now from Free. I see that commercial all the time. But there is some new pharmaceutical product out there that is supposed to get rid of eyelid mites. If you wake up every morning and your eyelids or your eyelashes are crusty a lot, and you're wondering why, sometimes you think you'd probably get pink eye or something, usually when you get a bunch of goop in your eye, but it's actually some type of eyelid mite. He wants to know, have you ever heard of that? And is this a relatively new thing?
I have never heard of that. I mean, I've obviously heard of, the crusty eyes, they get dry, or maybe there's an infection in there, which, most of the time, those things can be taken care of with over-the-counter type products from the pharmacy. But as far as the actual mites go, no, I've never actually heard that in the eyebrows before.
All right. Well, I have to look it up. Eyelash mites, symptoms, causes,
and eyelash mites.
They're tiny cigar-shaped bugs found in bunches at the base of your eyelashes. It sounds absolutely disgusting.
You may need to put one of those bombs off in your bedroom too.
Well, evidently, it's not like you can cut them out. It's not like getting crabs in the eyes, right? I mean, it's not like you can do it. They're normal and usually harmless unless you have too many of them. So I don't know if we actually have mites in our eyes now. We just don't have a lot of them, also known as Demodex. DMODEX. I learned something every time I do this damn show.
Yeah,
every time I do this fucking show, I learn something new. It's great. Each mite has four pairs of legs that make it easy to grip tube shaping things like your eyelashes.
Great.
And there is an actual There's an actual, if you pull up eyelid mites, I'm not going to give out the name of the pharmaceutical because we don't do that here, but there's an actually pharmaceutical for it. I have never heard of that. I've seen the stories where people have mites and stuff on their bed sheets. You know, they show your bed sheets if you don't wash them after a week and all your dead skin and all that stuff. Is there anything in particular that is growing on our body that you know about at the Woodhouse Day Spa more so than the average person does? I mean, I know we got dead. I've heard that we lose like 3 or 4 pounds of dead skin a week. I don't know, but do you know, skin cells,
you know, you're always going through those. Especially like when you and I used to get really burned, we'd peel our skin off in sheets, but we talked about it so many times. But I mean, it's basically, you know, anything that involves the skin is going to be a rash. It's going to be an infection. It's going to be the eyelash mites. It's going to be fungus in the toes. I mean, there's always something going on with the body as long as, and that's all minor stuff. You know, if it's exterior,
the problem comes into play
when it's something, you know, on the inside, like, you know, skin cancer that's exposing itself now, or any type of infection that can be really serious. All those little things that they're not pretty, and they're not it's not fun to have, but they're not really that serious.
Yeah, the fact that these are normal. I mean, it sounds like these are like something like. But if you get too many of them, that's pretty.
I don't know about it now. Just put it in my head. Watch, then I have the itch in my eyes. Going, wait, maybe I got this damn mite.
what the hell? Damn it, Tony Curry, a damn show. Tina in Birmingham wants to know about aloe vera. She said, I've heard about aloe vera ever since I was a little girl. I put aloe vera on bug bites. I put aloe vera on sunburns. What is aloe vera made of? How is it produced, and what is it used for in a massage therapy?
Yeah, well, aloe vera is from a plant. You know, it's all natural for the most part, unless they add stuff into it. But it's plant based, and it's known for its cooling and soothing effect. So it's great for post sunburns. Anytime your skin's hot, it's not really a moisturizer so much as it is. Cooling agent for your skin if it's burning. So it's a great product. You see it all over the place. If you go to go buy your sunscreen, you'll see the aloe vera. Just make sure to get the all natural stuff, and that's the best stuff. But it's highly recommended if you know not really so much for moisturizing, but really for calming that heated skin.
Is it organically green?
It should be. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because I know my mom had some aloe plants. Because I remember you break the leaves off, and they just have that stuff inside of them. You can actually wipe it right on it. My mom would take bug bites, and she just pop a plant off.
It usually comes in. It's usually typically like in a clear gel when you get out the tube.
All right, let's go ahead and do another rock and roll song. Want to? Crazy Train, Mr. Crowley. I can't wait to hear your third song here from Ozzy Osbourne's "Remember the Man Who Passed Away Earlier This Week." What you got?
Yeah, we're gonna do a little "Bark at the Moon."
Oh,
Bark of the Moon. It's funny, man, because every time I hear these songs, and I just thought of that song, I was trying to name every Ozzy Osbourne song I could think of that I played on the radio. And Bark of the Moon was one of those huge things. I remember when it came out. I remember the album cover. He's got the big long fangs on it. I'll never forget it. It's just amazing stuff. So we remember his life. And of course, also our thoughts and sympathies go out to the families and friends and wrestling fans of Hulk Hogan. And you also brought up Chuck Mangione, who passed away.
I did actually. I did also see Hulk Hogan and WrestleMania way back in the day when they came to the Superdome. So
really?
That is another live act I got to see.
Now, which one was that? Wasn't the Andre the Giant, right? That was which one was that?
This was before. It wasn't even called WrestleMania at the time. I don't think it was WWE, I guess, but it wasn't like the huge deal. I mean, it was big, but it wasn't like it is now, where WrestleMania is once a year and it's just a gigantic thing. But I don't remember who it was back in the day when Andre the Giant was there, but I don't remember if that's who he fought.
I think he did that in Vegas. I still can picture him with Andre the Giant above his head. I'll never forget that look. I'm like, how in the hell is he pulling that off? No wonder he had a heart attack.
I do know he won. And I like all of them, you know, he was losing and he just came back from the dead. And
you'd see him down and you see that hand waving on the bottom, the hand pulling up.
And he just came to life somehow, and it was great.
What's crazy is if I say, name me one person in heavy metal, 99 people are going to say out of 100 are going to say Ozzy Osbourne. If I say name one person in wrestling, 99 are going to say Hulk Hogan. To lose them both within 48 hours of each other is just, I mean, it's just, and quite frankly, the fact that Ozzy Osbourne outlived Hulk Hogan by 5 years is an amazing.
It is.
Because Ozzy Osbourne has not picked up a weight in his life. I know he did steroids and probably creatine out the ass. He did all these things, but he still, you consider him pretty healthy, I would think. I mean, I saw him at the Donald Trump thing where he was up there. He still tanned. He looked good. He ripped his shirt off. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy still got it. And I cannot believe he's not here. That's just amazing to me.
Yeah. I didn't hear much about what the cause was. Obviously it was some cardiac issue, but
heart attack, but
whether it was related to, steroid use or any of that kind of stuff. I guess, it's really none of my business, but maybe we'll find that out. Anybody, football players, a lot of bodybuilders, anybody that's used steroids consistently, you've seen cancer, you've seen heart attacks, you see it really affects your life down the road.
I had a friend of mine, speaking of concerts, and I cannot remember his name to save my life. This guy couldn't have weighed a buck 05, buck 10, soaking wet. He had an afro. He's a white guy, and he had really big hair. And he used to show up to all my rock concerts, every rock concert I ever went to. And he had this black leather vest that he wore to every rock concert, and he had a pair of shorts on and his cowboy boots. And he'd show up, and I'll never forget. One night I saw him at a concert out at Oak Mountain Amphitheater, and this dude was flipping huge. I mean, I looked at him and I said, "Denny?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Dude," he goes, "Yeah, I've been working out." And I was like, "For how long?" Because I had just seen him like 6 or 7 months earlier, and he was like, "Man, I got on the roids, man." It's just, and this guy, I mean, he was, it was massive. I could not believe how big this guy was. Now, I hadn't seen him probably since then. That was 30, 35 years ago, but I was thinking to myself, my Lord, oh God, that stuff's dangerous, man. That's crazy. All right, info at TonyCurryRadio.net, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We got time for a couple more emails here. Before we get into our last one, we got a couple more songs, too. We can play them at the end if you want. Tell me about your 6 for $5 deal, and I know you've always got things going on at Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. You've always got something going on the website. I want to know what's going on with some new stuff, and we threw out some ideas for college football season, which, by the way, starts 30 days from today.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be here before you know it, but give me some things going on the website.
So we've got a few summer specials on there, some summer packages and a few summer nail treatments, those kind of things. We're also doing some things in spa, some special summer cocktails, like we're doing a little pineapple champagne cocktail and a couple other things. So got a few special things in spa. It's not as as busy, or, you know, it's, we don't have as many things going on, obviously, because we're kind of in the lull period here, but we're getting ready to, like you said, kick it back off, and still kicking around those college football contest ideas. I'm just trying to figure out how I can make that work without having to look through 5,000 entries and got to see who came closest to, you know, picking everything right. But yeah, this in the 6-5 is year round. So that's not seasonal. That's basically, you're gonna pay for pay for five services. When they give you six, so you need a completely free service. You can pick from any service on the menu. It's going to go on your account, so you have to worry about remembering how many you have or carrying a gift card around. You can share with friends, family. They don't expire. So it's really versatile. It's a great discount. And like I said, that's year round. So besides that, you know, we're just looking forward to the cooler weather, and we're really going to launch a bunch of really good stuff coming up in the next month or so.
Yeah, we're 30 days from college football, 57 days away from fall, by the way. And I know it's still stinking hot around here in fall. It's still September, but everyone's been complaining about the heat, but it's not going anywhere. So hang loose and we'll get there. It'll be before you know it. And just college football season, I don't know what it is. Just you say college football and it just feels like 10 degrees cooler. So it's good stuff. Barbara in Leopold. I'm not even sure where Leopold is. Barbara in Leopold says that recently she was diagnosed with cancer, and we are sorry to hear about that, Barbara. And she is going to go through chemotherapy. She said where she lives, she goes to a massage therapist once a month and wants to know if her chemotherapy will interrupt anything she does when getting a massage. I haven't had chemotherapy. I know people that have. I know how it changes different people different ways. Some people get through it pretty well. Some people get really, really sick. But anything to take in enforce or a matter as far as in what you do, if you go to massage.
Yeah, like we always say when these kind of things come up, it's always going to be best to check with the physician that's handling the procedure. In this case, it's the chemotherapy. He may say, if it could be, I don't know where the chemo is directed toward, that might have a big, you know, that may make a big difference also. But you know, she may go through chemo and just not feel like getting a massage. You know, just may not want to do it just based on her feelings. Maybe she'll go through and it'll be great. And as long as the doctor says, this is, you know, it's fine to do that. Just don't do maybe over an hour, or make sure they don't do the, you know, don't touch this area because it might be sensitive or, you know, what have you. But that's going to be your best source is just to check with that physician.
Thoughts and prayers go out to you, Barb, and thank you so much for listening to the show. You can hear this show at least 5 days a week. I listen to it. It goes on at 5 o'clock every Monday through Friday. As a matter of fact, I can go ahead and listen to last week. So if I get out of here in time, I can listen to it on the way I'm out at the house. I can walk my dog tonight and hear it. You can also find out wherever you get your favorite podcast. Of course, available on Spotify as well. The few formats we can actually play all the music. All right, I'm going to let you fly. Give me your last two Ozzy Osbourne songs, and I'll be ready to get after it next week with you, my friend. What do you got?
Yes, sir. First one, we're going to go back to a little Black Sabbath day. We're going to do the Iron Man. And of course, we're going to end it with this, which is appropriate. Mama, I'm coming home.
and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.